Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, a fan, just like you, of professional wrestling. Brought to you on the MLW Radio Network, and of course, partnered with our good friends over at WrestleZone, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is our weekend show, a weekend short, if you will, because only a couple things I want to talk about. I didn't think I was going to do a show, because I didn't have anything to talk about. And if I don't have anything to talk about, I don't want to force it. And then I was reading up on some stuff, and I was like, well, and also, I got to be honest, there were some people who tweeted who said, are we going to get a show tomorrow? Or why didn't we get a show today? People are starting to dig the almost daily shows. And I think I pretty much decided that we are going to go daily very soon. And I appreciate all your support. I also appreciate your support in your indulgence of my White Claw episode on Wednesday, I think it was, where I drank a bunch of these White Claws and then I burped a lot. But I didn't get drunk. So for those of you who tune in hearing me get drunk, and you just got burps, I apologize for that. But today, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the rumors of Bill Goldberg and Ziggler together at SummerSlam, what that means. And the other little thing that came in the news this week was some talk of CM Punk and AEW, some quotes by Punk, response by Cody. I'm going to go ahead and give you my lock-solid prediction as to what will happen in regards to CM Punk and AEW. And then if I'm wrong, you can say I'm a dumb shit or whatever you want to say. But hey, we're in it together here at Total Engagement with Matt Kuhn. For those of us wrestling dorks out there who are just huge dorks, we do subscribe to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, a fine publication with fine wrestling journalism. If you've read it and you don't think so, you can tweet me about it. We can talk about it. But if you've never read it and you want to tell me that there's no journalism or Meltzer is this or that, he's not a journalist, just save your breath, educate yourselves, or just talk about things you know about. But it did come out and there's nothing in there about Goldberg and Ziggler. But then later that afternoon on Wrestling Observer Radio, there was a statement by Dave Meltzer that said that Goldberg's expected to work with Ziggler at SummerSlam. So, thoughts on that? I guess the deal is, my guess is, and from all indications, that Goldberg was not happy with his performance at the Saudi Arabia show against The Undertaker. That was so very terrible. If you watch it, first of all, Goldberg comes out already, I believe, with blood on his head. So, he already hit his head. Maybe he concussed himself there. But then he went into the post. Maybe he concussed himself there. He couldn't get Undertaker up for the jackhammer, and then there was just botch upon botch upon botch. Goldberg had trouble, and it haunted him not going out the way he wanted before when he and Brock Lesnar tore the house down in a negative way with booze. And then that was something, even though he wasn't this passionate guy about wrestling, he wanted his son to have a lasting memory of a better departure than that. And he gave it to himself. But then he went for the money in Saudi Arabia. And I believe that was probably a one-shot deal. And it going so bad, again, hit that same part of him that did not want to go out badly before. He probably still has a good relationship with WWE. They still want to work, obviously, since they paid him to work in Saudi Arabia. And I know that previous guest Brad Shepherd has said that Goldberg is not going to face Ziggler, and he is definitely has bad relationships with WWE. And that's kind of interesting when you consider that Brad has gotten a lot of shit. And it's, when I put him on the show, I got a lot of shit. And he has a lot of shit for not being a good reporter or making up stuff or whatever people get on people for. So it's going to be interesting to see who's right in this case. Well, but we're going forth as if Meltzer's story was true. Now, that being said, him coming back against Ziggler's not bad. But it is bad on a couple standpoints. Number one, why sacrifice Dolph to him? Like, Dolph's not going to beat him. Ziggler's there because he's going to make Goldberg look like a fucking $1 million, right? And second of all, this build-up is just not an intriguing and compelling thing. With Ziggler has said a couple things on the air about Goldberg just recently. Like, was it Goldberg bad? And then Goldberg's just going to show up. Ziggler's going to be scared. Goldberg's going to challenge him. Ziggler's going to say yes. Goldberg's going to say, you're next. And then they're going to wrestle, and Goldberg's going to squash him. If there's anything that can be done to make that a little less predictable, that would be great. like maybe Goldberg tweets something and then Ziggler goes to his house with a megaphone or something, you know, and Ziggler is the one who creates the match, not so much Goldberg. Will it be a good match? Probably. It'll probably be fun. Goldberg did great against Brock. I think the Undertaker match is an aberration. I think a lot of things are working against him. And I think Goldberg versus Ziggler does happen. It's going to be fun and worth talking about. I just hope they find a non-predictable way to build it up. I personally have no issue with it. Looking forward to it. CM Punk to AEW. CM Punk to AEW. It's really something that people talk about a lot. And this week, it was talked about. It hasn't been talked about really openly and honestly by CM Punk. And of course, AEW has talked a little bit about how much they'd like to have them. But there's how much they would like to have him. But there was some kind of interplay through media and also Twitter this week between CM Punk and Cody Rhodes. And I'm going to use this information to give you, I said it earlier, lock solid, which I think means locked rock solid. But I like it. We'll say my locked solid prediction of what will happen and why I think that way. First of all, if you're not aware, CM Punk did an interview with ESPN this week. And just to plug StarCast 3, by the way, StarCast 3, I think also CM Punk there. We shall see. I'm not booked, but I'm not. I guess I'll use this opportunity to say that, yes, I will be at StarCast. No, I am not booked, but I'm not Dennis Stamp. If I'm not booked, I'll still go because I have a kid who wants to meet CM Punk. And we were on the line of whether to go or not because we're not really on staff this year. We'll probably help out as much as we can. When Conrad announced CM Punk, we were like, we got to go. He's Matthew's favorite wrestler of all time. He's never gotten to meet him. And maybe we'll help out or maybe I'll buy him an autograph with CM Punk, whatever. We were on the line anyway. We haven't missed an AEW event yet, so we're probably that we could go to. So we probably won't miss this one. In any case, I am going to StarCast with my son, and it will be because of CM Punk. Now, talking about CM Punk, doing an interview with ESPN to promote the StarCast that I just talked about and got derailed talking about it. He was asked questions about AEW. He mentioned an offer from AEW, and what he said was interesting. He said, quote, "The last thing I got a text from Cody. And again, I almost don't even know how to reply to them sometimes because if I reply, they do interviews and are like, oh yeah, I just talked to Punk. I'm kind of damned if I do, damned if I don't. I always think if somebody wants to do business with me, they can come talk to me. Texting offers isn't really a good way to do business, at least." Now, that right there, just analyzing that, it sounds like what Punk is saying is that they're kind of haranguing him and they're kind of making little contacts with him seem like a much bigger deal than they actually are. And I don't think that, and he's saying in a way that that's annoying, that he doesn't like that. He also goes on to say that if you want to do business, meet face to face, texting offers isn't really what he's about. And that seems strange too. He continued, his offer was texted through three people and an offer came through text. This is like a month ago, maybe. And he was asked if it was specifically an offer for All Out. He responded to that saying, I think it was just a general offer. I never could have done the last one in Vegas because I was in California for something else. Now, quote, Cody says, man, am I getting notifications? Cody says he believes that Punk was misquoted and revealed that one of the AEW higher-ups did meet with Punk. Cody also said there was not a contracted offer made to Punk. Really two different stories. He says, quote, I think he was misquoted. I know one of us had met with him in person, and yes, I texted him plenty when we couldn't connect on the actual phone, but not a contracted offer. I wouldn't be surprised if he went back to WWE. Regardless, great wrestler and guy. Doors open if he wants it, Cody wrote. It sounds like Cody's a little miffed too. So going from what Cody's saying is that CM Punk's wrong because what he knows is completely different information. He was misquoted. The ESPN author, by the way, tagged on a little comment to Cody's tweet saying he was not misquoted. So what does that all mean? Here's my prediction. It doesn't sound to me like Cody and CM Punk are going to play this game. It doesn't sound like Cody is going to play a game where he's going to want to get CM Punk annoyed. And it doesn't sound like CM Punk wants to play a game where he's going to get more people talking about him in wrestling. Now he's got people talking about offers. He's a smart guy. So I'm going to call this a work. And that CM Punk will definitely be in AEW. That is my pure guess. That is my lock-solid prediction. But it's based on no inside information. It is based on the fact that I don't think this is how these guys would actually act if it was real. It sounds to me they don't want people to think that they're working together. It sounds to me that CM Punk is trying to go, these fucking guys, they're kind of annoying me now. I don't really want to do it. And Cody's going, CM Punk's out of his mind. CM Punk's not. That wasn't even right. That didn't even happen. That's what Cody's saying. So to me, it sounds like they're really both kind of invested in us not believing something will happen, which makes me believe that something will happen. That was my lock solid prediction. My God, these notifications. That was my lock solid prediction. And that will be a rock solid episode of Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. Another Saturday short. And we will see you next time on Total Engagement.